From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Syllogism Solon in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Solon was a small owl, soft, warm brown, with steady, calm eyes and a deep love of things being neat. In a little pocket under her wing, she kept her most treasured possession, a small folded card with three lines on it. Whenever the world got muddled, she'd take it out, tap it, and everything would sort itself into place. The card read, "All M are P, all S are M, therefore all S are P." "It's a logic puzzle," she'd chirp. "It helps us fit things together." Solon wasn't a fallacy like the tricky ones. She taught the right way, the true way that groups nest inside groups, and she showed it out loud so you could feel that lovely click when the pieces lock. Solon's love of sorting came from home. She'd grown up in a quiet village where her family had a very particular job. They were the category keepers. They kept everything organized, made sure every single thing had its proper place, and wrote it all in careful letters. Her mother, a wise old owl, taught her with baskets and pages. "These are red berries," she'd say, pointing. "Red berries go in the fruit group, and fruit goes in the harvest group. So a red berry is a harvest. See how it nests?" They had lists for everything. "All lambs are sheep. All sheep are farm animals. Therefore, all lambs are farm animals. All frying pans are cooking pots. All cooking pots are kitchen things. Therefore, all frying pans are kitchen things." Solon practiced them like songs, and each time the little chain closed, the world felt calmer, tidier, understandable. No chaos, just order. She never forgot that feeling. Solon's favorite thing was teaching the card. "Watch," she'd say, holding it up. "Line one, the big idea. All mammals are animals. That's M inside P. Line two, the smaller idea. All dogs are mammals. That's S inside M. So line three writes itself. All dogs are animals." She'd beam. "Like nesting dolls. The smallest fits inside the middle. The middle fits inside the biggest. So the smallest fits inside the biggest too." Then she'd point to the letters in the dirt. Three parts. S is the subject, the small group. P is the predicate, the big group. And M is the middle term, the connector. Notice, M shows up in the first two lines and then vanishes from the answer. Its whole job is to link S to P and then bow out, she'd giggle. A very old, very smart owl named Aristotle found most of these, and later owls gave them names that sound like spells. Barbara, Celerant, Dari, but they're just tidy ways to sort. And if anyone sniffed that syllogisms were ancient history, Solon would puff up. "No way! They're the roots of the whole tree of logic. First we learn the right way things fit, then we learn the wrong ways the tricky ones use." One evening, a frazzled young rabbit came to Solon with a muddle of a problem, all tangled up, and Solon helped him sort it. This inside that, that inside the other, until the three lines closed and the answer simply appeared. The rabbit blinked. "Oh," he breathed. It just clicked. Everything went quiet. Solon nodded, her calm eyes warm. "That's my favorite feeling in the whole world," she said softly. "That click, when a messy, noisy problem sorts into its groups and suddenly fits, neat as nesting dolls, and something in your chest just settles, tidy, satisfied, like a drawer that finally closes all the way." She tucked her card back under her wing. "The three lines are the skill, S and M, M and P, so S and P. But that calm, clicked into place, everything in its drawer feeling, that's the reason to learn it. Chase that quiet. It means the world just made sense."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Syllogism Solon. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.